Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast,
as seen on your screen with Comfort Fabric Conditioner. Discover your favorite comfort fragrance.
Right, Maria's usually doing this for you, but Maria's not here today, so our Emer is going to tell us what she has seen on her screens.
Well, all I've seen on my screens this weekend, I'm going to start with Tom Cruise, Andrew Scott, Prince William, Nicola Coughlin, Paul McCartney. What do you think they were all doing at the weekend?
Were they also taking their under 12 teams out to foot golf competitions in Highfield?
Correct.
Yes.
Then in the evening time, they were all at Taylor Swift.
So it was the Wembley gigs, wasn't it?
The Wembley gigs. So Prince William was dad dancing in a way that I don't think I've seen that man ever that happy in my entire life, including his wedding day.
Yeah, I didn't think he had that in him.
No. It was very odd. Kind of made me feel a bit uncomfortable. Also dancing was Tom Cruise. Paul McCartney was dancing with other Swifties.
Good man, Paul.
And I just saw there someone sharing a friendship bracelet that he got, that they got from Paul McCartney. Yeah, like imagine, how was Taylor Swift? Yeah, it was amazing, blah, blah, blah. Oh yeah, by the way, I danced with Paul McCartney. Oh, this whole thing? Yeah, Paul McCartney, a Beatle gave someone a friendship bracelet.
That is pretty amazing. Actually, I should reference last night. Oh, maybe I shouldn't say this. No, it's okay, because it's on everyone. If you look up the set list, it's there, so it's fine. Liam finishes with I Am the Walrus.
Oh!
What a song to finish.
Excellent song.
Absolutely brilliant.
But there's so many videos. There's, all of that. Then there's like a great video of Andrew Scott and Phoebe Waller-Bridge, who were doing that thing where they obviously had gone, okay, now's the time, let's go to the toilet.
Okay.
And then they're halfway to the toilet and she started playing Style, and you can see them both be like, oh, and Phoebe Waller-Bridge is in heels, so Andrew Scott's kind of carrying her as they go back to the VIP area. And then, of course, there's all eyes have been on Travis's Taylor's boyfriend, Travis Kelce.
Travis Kelce, yes.
Who is in the VIP box. There's kisses being blown. There's big smiles. And then last night, when she was doing I Can Do It With a Broken Heart, who arrived out on stage as a dancer, only Travis Kelce, all dressed up.
Is he much of a mover, I wonder?
Yes. And he can also do the thing that I can't do, when you kick your legs out to one side and you click your heels.
Oh.
I know.
Because
he's obviously a big unit of a man. He's a big football player.
Yeah.
But yes, so that has been what has been on my screen.
In fact, Travis and his brother, no, I don't think they're coming to the Aviva, but they were certainly in Wembley. People were giving them friendship bracelets that wouldn't fit on their wrists. So I would advise any Swifties to make normal size bracelets, medium size bracelets, but then make an XXL.
Yeah.
If you think you've got a chance of running into Travis and his brother, because let's face it, if there are big units, they're not going to fit on their wrists.
Yeah. But all of this has just been getting me very excited, because something is happening this weekend that I would like to call my Taylor Swift, my Euros, actually. It's more
my Euros.
The way people have been setting aside going, okay, well, I have a match of 2, 5 and 8. Yeah. I record them and everything. Yeah. And, don't disturb me between those times.
I did see a wonderful video of a guy who was doing DIY in the bathroom.
Yes.
So his wife slowly opened the door of the bathroom, and he had a hammer and a drill, and he had his phone propped up on, leaning against the sink. He was sitting on the toilet watching the Euros, and every now and again would just go and hit something. And then every now and again he'd go with the drill, but he wasn't doing anything except watching the Euros. It was absolutely brilliant. So what's your Euros?
Glastonbury.
Of course it's Glastonbury, Festival Lady Emer.
I've never been, but there's nothing better for me than the comfort of sitting on my couch watching. And this year, Coldplay are going to be there. It's going to be epic. So I have done all the hard work, so you can just go now, do what I'm going to do, which is basically, well, you'll probably all do it in your own homes, but I don't have Sky or whatever, so I have to go to my parents' house and record it. And they go, don't record anything. I know you need to record Father Brown or whatever it's called, ma'am, but it can wait.
It's okay. They can both record at the same time. It's not like when you had a VHS and your mom can record over.
She'd be petrified. She might miss an episode of Celebrity MasterChef.
Okay, fair enough.
I've block booked the telly for the weekend. I'll give you a really quick rundown. So, Friday, BBC Two from 7:30. All the coverage from day one. Dua Lipa headlining, 10:30.
That is going to be absolutely epic.
Yeah, I cannot wait to see her. I think this is what it's all been leading up to for her. And she's been planning this. I listened to an interview with her recently, and she was saying she got the call 3 years ago. She's been planning this since 2021.
Wow.
Yeah, so
she does that. So the record that she's just released, Radical Optimism, she conceptualized in her head before her first album came out.
Yes.
And now she's got a 3-year run to her Glastonbury performance.
And said, I want to work with your man from Tame Impala. And then did.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
She's incredible.
If that's not your thing, BBC Four will have Sugar Babes. They're on at 7:30.
Amazing.
And there'll be coverage from Idols, Jungle and X. Saturday is the big day, obviously.
Okay,
that's the Coldplay day. I know, that's when Maria will be tuning in. So BBC Two from 5 o'clock. They'll have the coverage from everything on day 2, and then Coldplay headlining Saturday night, 10 p.m.
See, this is the thing. Like, the BBC does this so well because they dedicate so much time to Glastonbury, and they will put on the Coldplay show. You'll see it. Like,
it's in its entirety.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is properly unbelievable. Yeah.
And then Sunday, BBC One or Two. Now, see, this is where this other pesky football thing gets in the way. So depending on the football, it'll either be BBC Two or BBC One, 6:15, Shania Twain, fresh out of her Malahide Castle gig, will be doing the legend spot.
That is going to be amazing.
Unbelievable. And then SZA will be the headliner on Sunday. But there'll be loads. Like, the best part is when they show, like, a couple of songs from here. So, like, there's loads of Irish bands playing. Like, The Scratch are playing. Fontaine's DC are playing. And, like, loads. Oh, there's so many acts I could go on all day. But it's the best thing is just to sit down, record it all. Pro tip, record it, because they do a lot of interview bits, which are never that interesting.
Oh, you can just fast forward through the bits you don't want to see.
Fast forward and go watch the live bits. But also, always make sure to watch the crowd interviews, because they're always the best, because it's people who've been on festivals for several days and they're usually a bit but loose and fancy free.
They are also, keep an eye out for the wonderful flags, because there's often some of the funniest things, and there's been a lot of geopolitics and British politics, but also there's loads of Irish flags always there as well. There's loads of stuff. The wittiness of the flags at Glastonbury.
Do you remember the BBC newsreader who was caught giving the middle finger?
Yes.
So I just saw there someone had a photograph up of, like, we're all ready to go, and that is one of the flags. So I just want to go to, I think the pressure of firstly carrying the flag, but also trying to think of something funny and unique enough.
Totally.
Oh,
and
God.
Then the pressure, like, how big are those poles?
Like, where do they keep them?
I don't know.
Like, do they sit them outside their tent?
Surely
that's
you must
safety
rent
hazard.
Them there.
No, this guy on Twitter there just had, like, the full, because he is kind of out of the room. You see his head poking in, and it's
and the
full
is the whole
width of his room. So I don't know how they transport them, and then where do they keep them when they're camping? Because that's a nightmare. Guy ropes are tricky enough as it is at a festival, alone massive flagpoles.
Dave Moore
on Today FM
podcast.